from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama set to meet his Cuban counterpart today. President Obama meets Monday with his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, after arriving in Cuba on Sunday, the first sitting U.S. president to do so in nearly 90 years. Mr. Obama restored diplomatic relations last year after a 55-year break. The president on Sunday was greeted by Cuba's foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez. Aside from a walking tour of Old Havana, Mr. Obama met with U.S. embassy staff.
Everything we've accomplished so far, more Americans coming to Cuba, more engagement with the Cuban people, civil society, faith groups, entrepreneurs, students, young people, more opportunities for the Cuban people to improve their lives. It's all happening because of you. Every single day, you're bringing the Cuban people and the American people closer together.
President Obama on Monday will also meet with Cuban entrepreneurs, members of civil society, including human rights activists, and deliver an address to the Cuban people during his historic three-day visit. As the president arrived, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. More than 50 people were detained, including the leader of the Ladies in White, Berta Soler. She said they were gathered to exercise their rights, including the right of protest. Now, Cuba recently released some political prisoners and has taken small steps to open up internet access. Later in his visit, the president will be in attendance at a baseball game between the Cuban national team and the Tampa Bay Rays. That's a U.S. Major League Baseball team. Now, this is one of their star players, Ivan Longoria, arriving in Cuba.
The common bond between the two countries is baseball, definitely. So I'm looking forward to seeing the fans here and how they react.
This is VOA News. A Russian court is expected to find a Ukrainian pilot guilty in the 2014 killing of two Russian journalists in war-torn Ukraine. The trial of Nadia Savchenko has been internationally condemned as a political sham. She is set to be sentenced on Tuesday after the court hands down its verdict. Prosecutors have demanded a 23-year prison sentence for the pilot, who says she was kidnapped at the height of the fighting in Ukraine and turned over to Russian officials to face charges that she conducted a fatal shelling on the journalists. Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants fleeing 5 years of war continued to make land in Greece on Sunday, arriving on Greek islands in flimsy boats, despite an international deal to send migrants back to Turkey. One of those migrants who'd arrived.
I'm coming here. I want to go to Denmark and complete my study. I work very, very hard work in Turkey. I collect the money for I come here. Coming here. After that, I come here 5 days. I go back to Turkey. It's very, very dangerous and very, very not good.
Under the European Union-Turkey deal reached on Friday, all migrants arriving in Greece by sea from Turkey after Sunday will be returned once they are registered and their asylum claims have been processed. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the U.S. has failed to fully honor a nuclear deal that lifts sanctions on Iran and says many international companies continue to shy away from business with Tehran out of fear of United States reprisals. He says the U.S. sanctions inhibit big companies and banks from dealing with his countries. This, in his words, is sheer enmity. His comments came in an address marking the Persian New Year. The nuclear agreement was reached in July, but some sanctions remain over Iran's ongoing ballistic missile tests. North Korea has fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off the country's east coast. South Korean officials say that the projectiles were launched on Monday from the eastern city of Hamhung. Last week, South Korean officials said the North fired medium-range missiles into the sea in defiance of UN sanctions. The Democratic Republic of Congo is extraditing one of the most wanted suspects in the Rwandan genocide to face charges for his crimes. Ladislas Ntaganzwa was arrested in eastern Congo last year and was transferred into UN custody early Sunday before being sent to the Rwandan capital. He's expected to be tried on 9 counts of genocide, crimes against humanity, and violations of the Geneva Conventions. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.